Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Let's take a look at some second half skill improvements up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Tuesday, October 4th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And the biggest gainers in swinging strike percentage from the first half to the second half includes Reed Detmers from 9% to 13.5%, Joe Ryan from 9.8 to 13.1%, Aaron Nola from 11.4 to 14.4, Luis Castillo from 11.4 to 14, and Charlie Morton from 11.1% to 13.7%. Interesting group here, Scott. They improved the whiffs, they improved the strikeouts, but they didn't necessarily improve the surface level numbers. What do you think about that and this group in general?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Ryan in particular, 4.14 ERA during the second half, during the same stretch. That's compared to 2.99 in the first half. And of course, Charlie Morton was had his own issues down the stretch. I don't know that it necessarily says anything about the importance of swinging strike rate or lack thereof. It may be, and we've seen this with examples on the other end of the spectrum too. It may be that getting swings and miss is less important than during the juice ball era because contact in general isn't doing as much damage. So avoiding it isn't as crucial. It's, you know, it can still only be a good thing not to give up contact. A ball where a batter swings and misses, obviously he's doing no damage at all. So it's still a good thing. I know specifically in the case of Charlie Morton, home runs were a major issue, unlike they've been in any other year of his career. And so that may have more to do with his struggles than the fact he was missing more bats. Reed Detmers, I think, stands out as somebody who clearly improved from the ability to miss more bats. I mean, early in the year, even though he managed to throw a no-hitter, it was kind of the exception. It didn't seem like there was anything there. He wasn't missing bats on any level. And it's still hard to be a quality pitcher in this game if you can't do that to any extent. And of course, he got sent to the minors, came back with throwing a slider harder, and you know, obviously looks like a guy who has something to build off now going into next year.
All right, let's slide over to the biggest jump in exit velocity for hitters from the first half to the second half. Ha-Seon Kim went from 84.5 mile per hour average exit velocity to 89 miles per hour. Eugenio Suarez went from 88.5 to 92.4. JT Realmuto went from 88.7 to 92.5. Shout out to JT Realmuto, 2020 catcher, 20 homers, 20 plus steals. Just an awesome season. Max Muncy went from 88.6 to 91.8. And Brian Reynolds went from 88.8 to 91.8 miles per hour. Some interesting names on this list, Scott. It sounds like Kim is going to be the starting shortstop for the Padres next year with Fernando Tatis in the outfield. Max Muncy, that elbow got healthier as the season went along. And a big power season for Brian Reynolds as well. What do you think about this group?
Yeah, so JT Realmuto, as you point out, 2020 catcher, only the second ever. Ivan Rodriguez in 1999 was the first. And the improvement, you know, obviously we're talking about 4 miles per hour of exit velocity on average from first half to the second half. I mean, that's stark, and the numbers back it up, right? JT Realmuto in the first half, he looked like a player who was clearly on the decline, getting kind of old for a catcher, 31 now. So to see him regain that sort of impact hitting in the second half. I think it goes a long way toward making him the top catcher to target in fantasy leagues next year. I'm not saying he's going to sustain that second half velocity over a full season, but looking at his career track record, he doesn't need to. He just needs to be better than he was in the first half, basically. Max Muncy's another big one here because his struggle to make hard contact early on, I associated it with his elbow, which had UCL damage that wasn't corrected surgically. And I wasn't confident that he could regain his power with his elbow in that current state. And then seeing the exit velocities improved by as much as they did in the second half, it gives me a lot more confidence in Max Muncy going into next season. And I think in points leagues in particular, he's going to be drafted pretty high still.
Yeah, especially given that position versatility, as much as he walks, still on one of the best lineups in baseball with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I agree. Max Muncy has instilled some confidence for next year. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Thursday morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.